make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six places to get wet in the Walt Disney World parks. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 29 of the World of Walt podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of July 12th, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans. Whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Before we get into the topic for today, please stick around until the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. During the summertime, it can become super duper hot at Walt Disney World. The temperatures soar, the humidity goes up, and the sun can bake your skin. Many folks seek relief inside in the air conditioning or at a Disney water park. However, you can get a quick splash of relief, sometimes more, in many places inside the parks at Walt Disney World. Today, we're going to take a look at the top six places to get wet in the Walt Disney World parks. And to help me explore this topic, I'd like to welcome someone who has, on occasion, walked around the parks in wet socks, Jess Hayes. Jess, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. And it's been on more than one occasion that I've ended up with wet socks. So,
yeah, I think anyone who's worn tennis shoes and been there more than once probably fits that category.
Yep. And a lot of times it's due to those wonderful Florida rain showers in the afternoon.
That's right. You can count on them. You can set your sundial. You're probably going to get one. All right, good. Well, before we get into the topic for today, I'd like to start up with the much-beloved warm-up question. It's easy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Illuminations or Fantasmic?
For me, it's Illuminations all the way.
Wow, she says it with confidence. Tell me.
Yes. Okay, dare I say, I am not a very big Fantasmic fan. You know, in my book, it's okay, but it's not something that's a must do. But I love Illuminations. Just a great show. And I love being in the World Showcase when they turn out all the lights. It's just really neat.
Yeah, if I had to pick between the two, I would probably pick Illuminations as well. And I have to say, after seeing Fantasmic at Disneyland, it sort of makes the Fantasmic at Disney's Hollywood Studios not as great as it would if you didn't have that other experience. The Fantasmic at Disneyland is just a blow-away experience, just extraordinary. And I like Fantasmic well enough at Disney's Hollywood Studios, but if I had to compare it to the one at Disneyland or compare it to Illuminations, it just doesn't get the top spot.
Yeah, you really can't compare the Fantasmic at Disneyland to what we have at Walt Disney World. It's just not even fair.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so top six places to get wet in the Walt Disney World parks. Jess, number one, it's over to you.
Okay, so I wanted to kind of explore the different parks so that we could kind of give people some options in each of the parks as they were visiting. So the first one I'm going to talk about is over at Hollywood Studios, which is actually a tough park to think about a place to get wet. But one of the places that's kind of hidden away and is excellent is the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playset adventure, which is a giant playground. And if you can remember, way back when to the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie, you know, the children were shrunk down and they rode an ant and all kinds of different things and they explored their backyard. And that is the concept of this play area. You are in the backyard and you are teeny tiny, smaller than an ant. So there's a giant ant, there's Play-Doh, there's all kinds of things that you would see as a microscopic thing in a backyard. And some of these things include little drips from hoses and tiny waterfalls and things like this, and the kids love it. You can splash, and there's different water features. Really a fun thing.
I have to admit that I learned something new today. I have been past that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids area plenty of times, but have never ventured back into it, and I had no idea there was so much going on back there.
It really is neat. And, you know, it is a playground. So it's definitely somewhere, you know, you'd take a toddler or a child that wants to do slides and climbing on things and just blow off some steam. But even as an adult, to go back there, I highly recommend just walking in just to check it out, because it's really well done. I mean, they have the nose of the dog like sniffing around on the ground. It's really cute. So worth looking at.
Yeah, wow, that's a good one. All right, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playset number one. Great. Number two, I am going to head over to the Magic Kingdom, and I am going to go to Frontierland and Splash Mountain. So even though the drop is only 50 feet, it sure does seem like it's a lot more than that when you are headed down the flume. And with the water cannons that shoot off, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get a splash. Some people more than others. I think a lot of it depends on how the boat hits. Sometimes it's not the final landing that causes everyone to get wet, but sort of the slosh that happens right after it. So Splash Mountain, favorite place to get wet inside the parks.
Yeah, that's a really good one. And not to mention, Splash Mountain is a really long ride. It's like 9 or 10 minutes long, maybe even longer than that, which is kind of unheard of at Disney in terms of their rides, not necessarily the shows. But there's a couple places in there. You know, you have the one big drop at the end that can really get you, but there's some other bumps along the way that, you know, can cause a little bit of drenching.
Yeah, you're right about Splash Mountain being a very long ride. I also like the fact that it's a mix of being inside and outside. And some of the inside show sets are just really extraordinary. They put a lot of time and money into the showboat that's inside of Splash Mountain. And seeing Brer Bear and Brer Rabbit, there's just a lot to see on that attraction, in addition to potentially getting wet.
Yeah, it's definitely, Splash Mountain is my favorite attraction, hands down, so I won't argue with that one.
Is it really? I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, I love Splash Mountain. I can ride it any temperature, doesn't matter. My husband and I were there in December, and we were there, it was like 30 degrees at night, and I was like, oh, no line at Splash Mountain. Let's go. So, you know, so I will ride it whenever.
Wow, you're a diehard Splash Mountain fan. That's cool.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, I'm from Boston, so.
So 30 degrees.
You know, exactly. It's like, nah, that's fine.
It's like a summer day for you.
Right.
Okay, number three, back over to you, Jess.
Okay, so for my next one, I'm going to stick in the Magic Kingdom here, and I'm going to talk about the Casey Jr. Splash and Soak area, which is fairly new with the development of Storybook Circus over in New Fantasyland. And this water play area is incredible. It's designed like the trains, the Casey Jr. trains from Dumbo with the animals, you know, coming to town for the circus, and the animals spray all kinds of water at you. There's monkeys with hoses and elephants, of course, squirting water, and you can get soaked. My son loves to play in this area, so I make sure to pack him a bathing suit for when we go to the Magic Kingdom, because you do get that wet. This is an area where you're going to get so soaked that you will need a change of clothes if you choose to really play in it.
That is a good point. And I have seen that happen many, many times. You get drenched if you go into the middle of it and you're there for more than just a minute or two. So it's possible to sort of stand around the edges and you can see on the ground where the water comes. So if you want to enjoy the fun of watching other people get wet, you can still stand nearby and be pretty safe. But if you go in, you will get wet, and probably drenched is the right word.
Right. You know, and it is really fun on a hot day, but you do need to be aware that children still need to wear shoes. Cast members will remind you of this if you try and put your kid over there barefoot. And they do need to be clothed. So you can't take your kid down to diapers and let them play. They do need to be clothed. So having, a bathing suit with you is a really good idea.
Yeah, that's a good one. Very good. All right, for number four, I'm going to stay in the Magic Kingdom, and I am going to go over to Adventureland and the classic that is Pirates of the Caribbean. So I looked this information up, and I almost didn't believe it, but the drop where you get wet is a grand total of 14 feet tall. When you go down, it sure seems like it's a whole lot more than just descending 14 feet. And sort of like Splash Mountain, it's not necessarily the drop itself that gets you wet, but it's the slosh that comes afterwards. And if you survive the drop, you are shortly in a scene where two pirate ships are firing cannons back and forth. You're in the middle of it all, and as the cannons splash into the water, that's another chance to get wet. So as of this recording in mid-2015, if you go on Pirates of the Caribbean, you're probably going to get at least a sprinkle, and depending on where you sit, you might get a little bit more than that. So I know there are plans for a refurbishment for Pirates of the Caribbean. Maybe Disney will remove some of that splash effect, but for now, it's a great ride and a great way to get a little bit of water inside the park.
Yes, there's been, I've noticed more splash as of recent, and I don't know if that's just me paying attention more or just luck of the draw, but if you are sitting on the right-hand side of the boat and you get to that fight scene in the beginning where they're having that battle, you can be right in the right spot to get pretty wet when that cannonball drops in the water.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it has gotten wetter more recently too. I don't know, maybe that's just my imagination, but the times I've been on it more recently, I've gotten more wet than I remember in the past.
Yep. And the rumors are that's what some part of what they're going to be addressing during the next refurb, but we never know.
You never know. I guess we'll see when it reopens. All right, good. Number five, back over to you, Jess.
Okay, so now I'm going to go over to Animal Kingdom. And Animal Kingdom is a great park to kind of keep in mind where you can get a little bit wet or cooled off in general, because Animal Kingdom, for whatever reason, is a very hot park. So even compared to the other parks on the same day, for some reason, Animal Kingdom will feel hotter. I've heard it's because of the vegetation or the size of the park. There's all kinds of theories. I don't know what the real one is, but bottom line, it's warm. So my attraction here is going to be Cali River Rapids. This is such a fun ride, and it is the wettest you will get on a Disney attraction. In fact, just to kind of give you a point of reference, the warning signs on Splash Mountain say you may get wet, and the warning signs on Cali River Rapids say you will get wet. Mm. You may get soaked. So that's just something to keep in mind. This is a raft ride, a whitewater rapids type ride, and it's a lot of fun, and you do get soaked.
Yeah, you are right. And correct me if I'm wrong, aren't there some lockers nearby where it might be a good idea to stash your cell phone or other things that don't want to get wet?
Yes, there are some lockers nearby. They, of course, have that wonderful, like, pouch in the middle of the raft where you can put your stuff. But when you go and open the pouch, it's soaking wet. So I have yet to see how exactly this is helping anything.
Yeah, maybe it makes you feel better, but it doesn't keep anything dry.
Right. So, but it is a really fun ride. And, just for the sake of comparison, if anybody has been over to Universal Islands of Adventure and ridden Bluto's barges, that ride will get you much more wet than Cali River, but Cali River is still going to get you pretty soaked.
Yeah. Yeah. When you walk by, you see wet people coming out of there.
Yes.
All right, good. So number six is over to me, and I'm actually going to cheat a little bit. So the title is Top Six Places to Get Wet in the Walt Disney World Parks. And I guess you could consider this a place you can go to many of the different merchandise locations and get yourself a misting fan. So this is something you could easily buy at home at Walmart for $7, but it won't be branded for Walt Disney World, and it won't be the same quality of something that you can get inside the parks. At about $20, it's a pretty good investment for a way to feel a little bit cooler on a hot summer day. You fill it up with water from the water fountain and turn on those joyful little yellow blades and get a little bit of relief from the heat.
Yeah, yep. You and my son, he gets me for one of those every time we walk into the park. You know, and they do hold up really well, because I tried to trick him once and give him one from CVS, and that just didn't cut it. and the nice thing is, like with most Disney merchandise, if you buy one, hang on to your receipt just in case, of course. But if you have any trouble with it, bring it back and they'll replace it for you. They do a really good job because, you know, you use those things quite a bit and the fan can stop working or things of this nature. So something to keep in mind.
Yeah, that's a very good tip. All right, I like this list, the top six places to get wet in the Walt Disney World parks. Number one, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playset. Two, Splash Mountain. Three, Casey Jr. Splash Area. Four, Pirates of the Caribbean. Five, Kali River Rapids. And six, Misting Fans. Jess, tell us a little bit about what you do and how people can get in touch with you.
Sure. I am a vacation planner with Pixie Vacations, so I can help you plan the perfect vacation from start to finish. And you can email me, jess@pixievacations.com, and I'd love to help you plan your next trip.
Great. Jess, thank you so much for joining me today, and be sure to stay dry.
Thanks for having me.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Well, we've made it through the list of the top six places to get wet in the Walt Disney World parks, but this conversation isn't over. I would love to hear what you think about our list. Do you have a different idea or something you want to add? You can do that. Check out the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/29 or worldofwalt.com/getwet. Both of those links go to the same place, and the page works great for desktops, tablets, and smartphones. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other folks think as well. If you liked today's podcast, I would love it if you would rate and review it on iTunes. You can get easy-to-follow instructions on how to do just that at worldofwalt.com/iTunes. And for all the folks who've already left a review, thank you. It's easy to get in touch with me. Let me know what you thought about today's episode, or just swing by and say hi. There are four simple ways to get in contact with me. Number one, send an email to info@worldofwalt.com. Number two, leave a voicemail message for me at 407-391-5023, and I might play it on a future episode. Number three, leave an online voicemail message, worldofwalt.com/voicemail, or visit me on social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt or pinterest.com/worldofwalt. I'd like to invite you to enter a very special contest that's open to the folks who listen to this podcast and visit the show notes page. Head over to that show notes page again at worldofwalt.com/29, and there you can enter to win a $100 Disney gift card. It's easy to enter by following the simple directions on the page, and it's my way of saying thanks for listening. Today, I would like to wrap up the show by giving you a heartfelt and huge thank you for spending a little bit of your time with me today. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site, where you can read interesting Disney articles, enter sweepstakes for amazing Disney prizes, and chat with other folks who like Disney in the forums and in the comments sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that is pretty cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.